Hello and welcome to the Thursday, May 30th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Dhahran, Saudi Arabia. In diaries today, we do have a guest diary by Basile. Basile is showing how to run Snort on VMware ESXi. The tricky part here is how do you sniff on the virtual switch that VMware ESXi uses, and turns out you can turn the switch into promiscuous mode. Now, the one thing that Basile suggests is to use the VMXNet3 virtual NIC, which does provide better performance than some of the other NIC types or virtual NICs that are available in VMware. And in other news, there is a word of a reasonably widespread attack against Ruby on Rails websites. These attacks take advantage of an older exploit in Ruby on Rails, actually, well, older as in an exploit from January. If you remember, there were some issues with the XML and XAML parser in Ruby on Rails. This particular exploit does take advantage of the flaw in the XML parser. So if you are running Ruby on Rails, make sure you are up to date with Ruby on Rails. This particular piece of malware will install an IRC bot on infected machines. And a recent post on Reddit describes how a Raspberry Pi computer can be used as a Wi-Fi access point and OpenVPN gateway in order to bypass the famous Chinese firewall. I have had some experience with that over the Christmas break myself, and yes, OpenVPN definitely works pretty well to get out of China, so that's certainly a solution. And of course, turning this into a little Raspberry Pi access point makes a ton of sense in order to set up a little Wi-Fi network like this easily and be able to tunnel back to the US. Of course, in order to use something like this, you also do need an VPN server somewhere in a network that is more open, like in the US. There are also some commercial services that you can use in order to provide you with the VPN server part of this particular experiment. The reason why you may want to run your own VPN server is that if you find a standard OpenVPN ports blocked or so, it's usually easier to change the ports that the server is listening on your own server versus asking some kind of service provider to set up servers on multiple ports. And the U.S. Department of Justice shut down Liberty Reserve. Liberty Reserve is an international money transfer service, and according to the Department of Justice, it is heavily used for money laundering. The problem in part was that Liberty Reserve did ask for minimum details in order to set up an account. You could then pay money into your Liberty Reserve account and transfer it worldwide, bypassing a lot of the reporting and registration requirements that you typically have transferring larger sums of money. The Department of Justice states that several billions of dollars were transferred using this service. Of course, it is not necessarily a given that all of these transactions were illegal. And if you remember earlier this week, I talked about a PayPal cross-site scripting flaw. Back then, part of the story was that the researcher who found this particular flaw was rejected from PayPal's bug bounty program because the researcher was only 17 years old and you have to be 18 in order to participate. Well, PayPal announced they're going to fix the flaw and they're going to review their policy whether or not it is possible to allow 70-year-olds or younger participants to actually participate in the bug bounty program. There may be some legal challenges here with respect to child labor laws and the ability to engage in a contract, whether or not that will be possible. But it's not PayPal's only problem. Another researcher found a problem with the way access to reports is authenticated in PayPal, and he was able to retrieve other users' reports just by manipulating an ID parameter that is being passed to PayPal. And well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening. Probably no podcast for Friday due to travel, but talk to you again on Monday. Bye.